God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Okay, so who owns what? In my house, I have two sons. Both of them are getting older and older. And so when my laundry gets done every week, we have this huge pile of socks. And everyone's wondering which socks belong to the youngest, which socks belong to the middle, and which socks belong to their dad. It's kind of hard to tell. And that's why probably there are more than a few possessions in your life that you have permanent markered, or you've branded in some way. You want to make sure that people know that belongs to you. And that can be an important question. Who owns what? Maybe at your place of business, there are company items and different ones use those items, and that can cause contention because you feel as if you own them and someone else feels as if they own them, and that can be a problem. So the question is, who owns what? And when God's people, Israel, were in the wilderness coming into Canaan, it was a relevant question. Who owns what? Property and possessions and so on. Well, Leviticus 25 is in part to help negotiate that and to just make the mindset clear. Leviticus. Leviticus 25, verse 10 says, God is speaking, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family." And what follows is instruction about the year of jubilee. Now, we're not going to get into that per se this morning. However, suffice it to say that there is a general ethic that comes out of God's words here that applied to Israel across the board and really apply to you today, Jew or Gentile. And that is this: how you treat what you have depends on whom you believe to own it. For instance, let me give you one, maybe two, three, maybe even four examples. Verse 17, "Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God." The people of Israel were not to oppress one another in buying or selling, etc. Why? It wasn't merely out of deference for the other person. It was out of respect to who God is, and God had brought them out of slavery. God had brought them out of bondage. God had brought them out of Egypt. Who were they to treat a brother or sister as if they were inferior, or as if God did not love them as much as he loves the one in question? So you can see here, the question is, who owns what? And the answer is, God owns everything. That's a mindset. Verse 23 says, "The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me." So when it came to their view of the land of Canaan, it wasn't the Canaanites to give. It wasn't the Israelites to take. It was God's. It still is God's, and it was God that gave that land. In verse 35, this says, the Bible says, "And if thy brother be waxen poor," if he becomes poor, you won't profit by him. Don't take no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. Later he says of those who are in less fortunate circumstances, "For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt." So what's the point? The point is, God was saying, no matter what you have or don't have, you need to remember that everything is mine and I have entrusted it to you. So how you treat what you have depends on whom you believe to own it. So look, if I think others own something and I take God out of the equation, then I will become jealous of anyone who has something I do not have. That really characterizes so much of what we see today politically and socially. If you think everything is yours, then it tends towards possessiveness and a greed and a walking on eggshells. Everything, you know, everything is yours, and so you're always monitoring, "Hey, that's mine. Hey, that's mine. Hey, that's mine." And it's no way to live. If I realize that God owns everything, it's not just about being a good sport. It's about being a good steward. It's about realizing, if something does belong to me, if I do possess something, it's something that's been placed in my hands as a stewardship of God. if something is in someone else's hands, and I need to respect that as a stewardship to them of God. The bottom line is life is so much better. I can feel so much more at ease when I thank God for everything I have and treat it as if it is a stewardship of God, because indeed it is.